These articles appeared in the fall 2012 issue of UU World magazine. There are two articles, both dealing with UUA Justice General Assembly in 2012. One of them, the first, is Hold Up Those Lights by Michelle Bates Deacon, and the second one is Road to a Different Future by Donald E. Skinner. Hold Up Those Lights. Unitarian Universalist Association gathers in Phoenix to challenge treatment of immigrants. It's by Michelle Bates Deacon. The enduring image of General Assembly has long been thousands of arms raised in convention center holding voting cards. In one hot June evening, that vision may have been indelibly replaced with another. Thousands of arms, still raised, but holding battery-operated candles glowing against the black desert sky. Wedged together, shoulder to shoulder, more than 2,500 people sang, prayed, and shouted, "Shut it down," at a vigil outside the notorious Tent City Jail in Phoenix, Arizona. It was a centerpiece public witness event at a new kind of Unitarian Universalist Association General Assembly, a Justice GA. By vote of the delegates 2 years before, the Justice GA was to have minimal business to make room for public witness against the culture of cruelty against immigrants in Arizona that is spreading across the United States. For many of the 3,714 people who registered for the Phoenix Assembly, the most notable events this year happened outside the convention center. Unitarian Universalists twice gathered in Phoenix City Parks. After the opening ceremony on June 20, they processed from the convention center to Heritage Square singing "Freedom is Coming." Members of local groups that had partnered with UUA to plan Justice GA thanked UUs for coming to Arizona and told them to take home what they had learned. And attendees ate and sang with local families and activists in a Friday night community gathering in Civic Space Park. Justice GA invited Unitarian Universalists to look far beyond themselves. 600 people volunteered to help immigrants complete their citizenship paperwork at an off-site naturalization citizenship fair in conjunction with the Phoenix chapter of Mi Familia Vota and UU RISE, that's Unitarian Universalist Refugee and Immigration Services and Education, based in Vista, California. They assisted about 300 people with their naturalization paperwork and sent them home with study guides for their citizenship tests. UU RISE gave all volunteers information about helping at citizenship workshops in their own communities when they go home. At the same time as the Naturalization Citizenship Fair, UUs in the convention center filled 130 backpacks with supplies for local school children in need. But it was a Tent City on Saturday night, June 23, where the UU presence made the most visible impact. Inmates behind the chain-link fences of the outdoor jail could hear the songs and the prayers of the thousands of UUs and community members, and newspapers around the world ran photos of people in yellow standing on the side of love t-shirts, waving candles in the dark. When I first heard about Justice GA, I didn't know what it would look like, Carlos Garcia, director of Puente, Arizona, a grassroots migrant rights organization, told the assembly Sunday morning. Then, last night, when I saw all those candles, all the love, that's what love looks like. Thank you for being here. The people from our community couldn't believe it as people just kept coming and coming. Before speaking at the Saturday night vigil, an interfaith delegation toured Tent City, a complex of outdoor jails created by Joe Arpaio, the five-term sheriff of Maricopa County, who calls himself America's toughest sheriff. Parked beside the entrance was a black tank emblazoned with a Maricopa County Sheriff's Office logo. Beneath concertina wire on the chain link fence, a sign said, Tent City, 19 years, 437,946 served time. As the sun was setting on a 109-degree day, Arpaio led a tour of a women's and men's jail, showcasing his detention facilities to a five-member group: UUA President Peter Morales, the Reverend Jeffrey A. Black, General Minister and President of the United Church of Christ, the Reverend Dr. William F. Schultz, President of the UU Service Committee, the Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, Minister of the UU Congregation of Phoenix and leader of the Arizona Immigration Ministry, and the Reverend Leslie Takahashi Morris, Minister of the Mount Diablo UU Church in Walnut Creek, California. Arpaio led the ministers along several gravel walkways, separating concrete slabs covered by army green tents. Under the tents were rows of metal bunk beds. Inmates dressed in black and white striped pants and shirts with sheriff's inmate written in block letters across their backs approached the visitors. They wore the jail's trademark pink socks and pink ID bracelets. Some men could be seen in pink boxer shorts. Inmates swarmed around the visitors, trying to quickly relate a list of grievances as guards urged the visitors along. They spoke of horrible food that contained maggots and rocks. A kitchen worker said ingredients were often expired, and the kitchen was plagued with roaches and rats. They had no cold water, several said. A man told of a dust storm recently gusting through the encampment. The inmates were not allowed to put down their tent flaps, and dust stung their eyes. Why couldn't they put the tent flaps down? The visitor asked. They're just mean, the inmate said. They pick on us. Complaints of cruel and unusual punishment have been lodged against the outdoor complex since it opened in 1993. In the desert heat, temperatures in the tents have reportedly reached into the 130s. Tent City has been condemned by numerous human rights organizations, including Amnesty International USA, which Schultz previously